今天在我们的爱旅游节目，我们访问到了这位非常年轻的小伙子，他是在美国出生的第二代华人，他去台湾有几次了，我们来听听他的一些感想。
In terms of food, amazing. Oh, amazing. You know, my cousin Vincent, he actually went to Taiwan, and then he was telling me, he's like, oh yeah, I go to the hotels, I go to these malls, I go to those really fancy restaurants. I was like, dude, yeah, that's great, but that's not Taiwan, man. There's plenty of street food. It's amazing. Oh, every single road, you can get like anything you want. Fried chicken, those patties, rice with pork on top, drinks as far as I can see. Even the 7-Elevens completely outmatch anything in the U.S., which annoys the crap out of me. Like, seriously, come on, up your game, guys. Like, they have instant noodles with actual meat inside, which is... You can't get it in the U.S., which annoys me to no end. Oh my gosh, food everywhere. And there's also regions that you go to, specific regions that come out with like beef stew noodle soup. That's their thing. But completely different when you go to like somewhere like Beitou, right? Oh, it's such a small, well, I guess in the hindsight, it's pretty a small island in the grand scheme of things. And it's like so much diversity though. You go to Beitou, it's full of like hot springs and the like. You go to Taipei, it's basically classic urban center. Oh man, anything you want, you can find it there. You know, I don't like walking out. I don't like traveling that much. Well, in terms of like, you know, walking out and just meeting people, right? That's not my thing. But they make you feel really welcomed. You know, everyone's super nice. Everyone's introducing themselves as your uncle or something. At least in Chinese, they would say like, oh, this is your auntie, your uncle or something. And then you have to wonder, it's like, they're either really nice or your ancestors like got really busy, and it's just like, huh, everyone's super nice. It's amazing. And I didn't even know English, and these people are treating you perfectly fine. You don't really need English to go there. Or like, you don't need to know Taiwanese to go there. I mean, the subway station's amazing, for sure. When you go to Taiwan, subway stations, you can never get lost, right? I mean, you can basically take, from my understanding, you can take the subway and just go through all of Taiwan. Like, you're not gonna get lost. You can at least get to the central station and just go from there. Yeah, underground malls, night markets. Ugh, you can find steak anywhere. It's cheap, too. I'm talking about food again. Dang it. But there's everything. You know, you got oyster, egg scrambles. You've got the steaks, like I mentioned. A large diversity because, from what I understand, they were colonized by Japan or something along those lines. So, I mean, if you want to find sushi, sukiyaki or something, it'll be there. You know, Chinese food there. You find Louisiana food there. Like, it's actually insane. We did get Louisiana food. Afternoon tea. Even if you go to get, like, I don't know why you would travel to watch movies, but you watch movies there. The cinema is actually really nice. Absolute favorite. No, that's a thing. The problem is that I don't actually take... The problem is, like, the subway system is so efficient that you can go anywhere, right? So then the fact that you're going everywhere, you're just like, well, I know I'm still in Taiwan for sure. I don't know how far I've traveled at this point, but it's still great. You know, that's the problem, right? Like, one moment you're in Sun Moon Lake and you're like, yes, you're staring out into the ocean, you know, the wind's blowing, everyone's having a nice time, there's a really nice lady drawing caricatures of you, you can get your hand sculpted for some reason, and you're just sitting there and you're just like, yes, very nice. You just take your time, pondering life. Oh, so wonderful. And then at the same time, you go to Taipei or something. And the thing is that the subway is so efficient that you don't even realize that you've left Taipei or that you've left Beitou or Taichung or whatever the heck it's called. You know, the roads are big, everything's nice or whatever. It's like, no. Honestly, if I had to move somewhere, probably Taiwan, all right? Public transportation, it's super easy. You can get everywhere in Taiwan. Everything's cheap. Food's everywhere. Oh man, street food. So when I go to Taiwan, for some god-awful reason, I used to think it was like the Silicon Valley of Asia for some reason. Because like my grandma would go there, and even my parents, they would go there for trips. And they come back bearing gifts of like all sorts of like knickknacks and electronics, you know? Every time they get the new Game Boys or, you know, Game Boy SP, Game Boy Advance, all of it we got from Taiwan. It was like dirt cheap. I mean, when I went there specifically, we went around and there was like this massive black tower that I remember we would go into repeatedly. And it was just like every single floor is just like electronics stores, one on top of each other and all sorts of things. You can find it for dirt cheap. I mean, I don't know if it's good quality, but the stuff I bought was amazing. So, man, that cheap. I mean, it's just, if you're into that sort of thing, you're going to find it, and it's going to be fun. And everyone's fun to talk to. Like, you're going to find an English speaker there. And even if not, they love talking about it anyways, right? Like, their culture or your culture. Amazing, yeah. I mean, sightseeing, go anywhere, man. Like, Sun Moon Lake, I personally really like it. There's a night market there. I mean, I remember, it was actually not too long ago. The most recent time I went to Taiwan, we went to Sun Moon Lake. The food there is amazing. Kumquat juice, I don't even know if that's their thing, but, like, it was really good there. And, like, everyone's really nice. There's a lady that was, like, doing art over there that was, like, doing pictures of yourself, which was, like, really good. And I was like, why are you on the street doing this? Like, you could probably make decent money, man. Like, come on. But, like, you know, I found myself just sitting there, and you're just looking out, you know? The sun is setting. Oh, there's a mountain range or something right across. You're on the shore. The wind's blowing. Oh, it's super comforting. People are having a great time. And it's just super peaceful. You're sitting there. And you're not into that? There's, like, I remember there was, like, some sort of nature land thing, like, some kind of amusement park that we went to. And it had, like, those skylines or whatever you call it. You go through that, oh, nature everywhere, zoo stuff to look at, shows. I mean, they weren't going when I, or like the shows weren't active when I was going, but I imagine it was pretty nice. I mean, I was having fun without doing any of that stuff, so it's got to be good.
非常的有意思，今天让 Ransom 来跟我们分享他去台湾的时候的一些趣闻，还有他所喜欢的一些景点。他说他最喜欢的景点是日月潭，当然101也是印象深刻。我想他刚才有在说买一些电子用品啊，还有一些这个游戏啊，这些呢我相信应该是在光华商场吧，因为听他的的描述，应该是在那个地方。那我想对这样的一个美国出生的孩子来说的话，台湾的确是一个宝岛，而且不仅有好吃的东西，而且也便宜。然后他刚才也提到了一件事情，非常重要的，他说他的朋友叫做 Coco 的，他是每一次他每次见到他的时候，他不是在上课，就是在上补习班，一直都在念书。我想这也是我们台湾的孩子跟美国的孩子最不一样的地方，因为在美国的孩子他们是不能想象啊，周六周日还要念书吗？下了课还要再念书？我想这种啃书的这种情况呢，在美国的孩子呢是无法想象的。不过台湾的确是个宝岛，有机会的话一定要到台湾去走一走哦。